I had hoped that the exercise to provide all citizens with a national identity card would receive the enthusiastic support of all of us as the project finally gets off the ground after years of willful stagnation and neglect. Unfortunately, we seem to have become embroiled once again in another of those full-scale manufactured storms deliberately engineered to slow down progress in everything we try to do. If we as a people had been conducting our affairs properly throughout the years, there should not be any argument in determining who is a Ghanaian. But we have not. There is a point of view being argued vociferously that the possession of a voter's ID card should qualify one to be used to be issued a national identity card, even though that view was never canvassed during the parliamentary consideration of this matter. I do not think I say anything contentious if I state here that it is well known that many non-Ghanaians are in possession of voters' cards that they obtain by offering NHIS cards as proof of identity. I believe it is also generally accepted that the terms of our national health insurance scheme make it attractive to our neighbors, and many have signed on to benefit from the free health care provided under the scheme. This is why the Supreme Court handed out a ruling that the NHIS card should not be used as a form of identification to register for a voter's ID card. It should not be in anybody's interest that we bastardize the identity of a Ghanaian. It should not be in the long-term interest of anybody that we enlist as Ghanaians people whose loyalty to our nation is limited to access to our free healthcare system. I certainly have no interest and no intention to prevent genuine citizens from being issued with identity cards. But my oath of office is unequivocal that I owe it to the nation to uphold the law and protect our institutions from being undermined. I do not think that there are more credible basic documentary requirements for establishing nationality or citizenship than a birth certificate or a passport. An appropriate, acceptable mechanism has been provided in the law to verify the claims of those who have neither. What then are we to make of the outrage being orchestrated by some high-ranking leaders of the opposition and some members of the minority in parliament when all the evidence points to their enthusiastic support of the National Identity Register Amendment Bill when it came before them in the House? I believe it is worth recalling here some of their contributions. The ranking member on the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Select Committee in Parliament, i.e. the designated leader of the minority on that committee, the Honorable Inusa Fuseni, Member of Parliament for Tamale Central and former Minister for Lands and Natural Resources under the Mahama government, noted during the debate on the floor that, and I quote, "There is no controversy in the amendments. It seeks to expand the field of information that would be required and bring the information up to date with modern trends," unquote. He was supported in this by the NDC MP for Banda, the Honorable Ahmed Ibrahim, who said, and I quote, "Mr. Speaker, from the day of the birth of Jesus Christ, registration and census were done. Therefore, it is very pathetic that as a country, we do not know who a Ghanaian is." Mr. Speaker, if there's something as a country that Ghanaians should come together and support, I believe this bill is one of them, unquote. The NDC MP for Elembele, the Honorable Emmanuel Amakofi Bua, the former Minister for Petroleum under the Mahama government, in his contribution, further stated, and I quote, The amendment bill is long overdue and very critical for our country. The issue of who a Ghanaian is very critical in this country, especially because of the issues we face. Unquote. These are samples of the sentiments that allowed the House to accept unanimously, i.e. without dissent, the report of the committee, which stated, among others, and I quote, "The committee also noted that the bill seeks to do away with the use of voters' identity cards, driver's license, and baptismal certificates as proof of citizenship. It, however, maintains the use of birth certificates and passports. It further introduces resident permits and other documents evidencing acquired citizenship. Officials of the NIA informed the committee that the changes are consistent with the decision of the Supreme Court in Abu Ramadan versus the Attorney General, delivered in May 2016, unquote. I would ask you to indulge me for dwelling somewhat on this issue, but in the light of current pronouncements in the country, I think it germane to use the occasion to draw the attention of the Ghanaian people to these matters. There are four pages of information that the NI officials require from us to help them determine if we qualify to get a card. There is a legal definition of who is a Ghanaian, and I pray that we abandon giving politics a bad name and support this exercise to proceed rapidly to a successful end. The language of denationalization or threats of civil war are, to say the least, extremely unfortunate. They can be fittingly described as base forms of self-serving demagoguery. I am confident that the good sense of the Ghanaian people and the vigilance of the law enforcement agencies will together be sufficient to defeat any ill-conceived, destructive adventure for achieving narrow parochial partisan ends. The lust for power should not cloud one's sense of judgment. To call yourself a Ghanaian means you must be a responsible citizen. Class of 2018, as you set out into the world, I hope you will carry your identities as an Ashesi man or woman,